Good morning, 8:15. Brock Hunter.
Yo, what's up, kid? How you doing?
Yeah.
What's she doing up there?
Oh, she's making a shake. God, it's loud in here.
She got some fries to go along with that shake.
What? Oh, snap, son. Hey, you know what? You stay away from my wife, you son of a bitch.
Wife in a shake. She going through those bananas. Those bananas finally get to shake level.
Yeah, she's running out of them bananas. I think she's got plenty of them in the freezer, though.
Just ripping through those bananas.
Somebody sent me a post the other day that's, what was it? Chocolate dipped bananas. And they're like, have you ever seen such a thing? And I don't know if I have.
I've seen chocolate dipped bananas before, for sure.
Yeah?
For sure.
Huh. Yeah. Didn't know it was the thing.
Yeah, I think they sell them at the fair. You put them on a popsicle stick and what?
You know, I wonder if she knows about him. Because if she doesn't, she's about to have the surprise of her life.
Are you going to get her some chocolate dipped bananas?
Yeah, I might.
Yeah? Hmm?
Sounds pretty good.
It sounds delicious.
I'm diabetic. I probably shouldn't be having too much chocolate. But I can have a lot of bananas because that's good for me.
Yeah.
So they're like canceling each other out. It's like not eating anything at all, right?
Sure. Let's try that out. Let's try that science out.
Yeah.
I'm waiting here with my fun dip. We're good to go. Whatever you need to do, buddy. I am ready for you.
Stay away from me and my wife.
You can't run from me, Hunter. Anyway, it's 8:17. Let's get to it. It's your WTF.
This is WTF of the day on the Plan B Morning Show.
Of course, as always, your WTF brought to you by Smith Indoor Garden in Hartford. Smith Indoor Garden.
You best buds in a biz.
What's up, Katie? Had a great time with them yesterday. Obviously, they were part of the Screaming Yellow Summer, so big shout out to them. This, you and I have discussed this before, and this really, really bothers me. A couple in the UK fought and won a legal battle to name their son Lucifer.
Mm.
This is what they said. This is what the dad was quoted as saying. Honestly, we just thought it was a nice name, a unique one. We didn't expect to get so much grief about it. So now this kid's name is Lucifer.
Ah, you know, we all have freedoms, I guess.
Why not just call him Beelzebub, for God's sakes?
There's a lot of terrible names out there, man. Here's what it is. How about this? I'm telling you, I always thought this, just like with just like your favorite sports teams, all right? You got your name, right? We'll say, I don't know, when are you really, like 13? So you turn into your teens, 13. You're like, I just don't like my name, man. You can change it. It's your choice. It's just like your favorite sports team. Like you're growing up. Like you should always get a second choice because you're just kind of raised into a team.
Yeah, right? You didn't get to pick it. You didn't get to pick your terrible name. And
right.
I've always said, we've discussed this before, and I agree with you. I think that's great because unfortunately, it's so self-serving of the parents to give their kid a unique name. And I stand by that. Like one of those crazy names. You know what I mean? Like even Elon Musk giving his kid that weird, you know, symbols name. It's like, what are you doing? That's all for you. All you're doing is for you. Like these parents, like, oh, yeah, we thought it was a nice name. You know that's the name of the devil.
You know what you're doing.
You know exactly what you're doing. Like
and you pretending not to know makes it even worse.
Or just think of Gwyneth Paltrow naming your kid Apple. Like, what are you doing? Come on. Like, they're going to be adults. Apple. Yeah, maybe it's adorable when they're kids, but eventually they're going to be adults, and they're going to have to explain that, Apple. No, I'm saying it right. Yep. No, it's Apple. That's my name. That's what my parents gave me. They thought it'd be cute and fun.
This is my sister Orange. This is my brother Peach.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, like I said, it's weird because it's like freedoms. Yes, I guess you can name them whatever you want. That's the way of life and that's the way of living. But at the same time, there should be maybe a little bit of limitation there. Like the doctor has to confirm, or not confirm. Sorry, pick another one.
Yeah.
Can't let the baby out of the hospital until you pick a better name.
Yeah, we need to start putting our foot down on that at the hospitals. Like, no. We're not giving you this baby until you show us that you can handle it.
What about the lady who named her kid Shithiad? Remember that one? S-S-H-I-T-H-E-A-D.
Oh, my God.
Shithiad.
I'm looking at these weird baby names right now, like celebrity baby names. Like here, Lucky Blue Smith and Stormy Bree named their kid Gravity. Pilot Inspector. That's a kid's name. Jason Lee and what is it? Well, even Michael Jackson, didn't he name a kid Blanket? Like, come on,
Blanket.
Guys.
Yeah. Pilot Inspector, report to class, would you?
Yeah.
Yeah, so, I don't know, man. It's a weird thing. Like I said, the kid should have a choice. I mean, I guess you do. Once you turn 18, right, you can change your name, right?
You can change it, but you shouldn't have to wait that long. Because think about going through school. Kids are terrible, okay? My name is Brock. It's not that common of a name, but it's nothing. But even then, even mine, Brock. I was called Brachiosaurus after we did a play about dinosaurs, okay? It rhymes with other words. I mean, kids are awful, and they're going to find a way to make fun of these kids.
So do you hunt?
Yeah.
That's what I got all through high school, or, you know, middle school, elementary. So do you hunt? Nah. No, never hunted anything in my life.
Oh,
you're like, disappointed people. Really?
You know what?
It's your name, man.
Parents, don't do it for you. Don't name a kid. If you're doing it for you, you're doing it wrong. If you think it's going to get a bunch of likes on Facebook, you're doing it wrong, all right? Name your kid Lucifer. I hope they go to hell. All right, that's your WTF.